This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, October 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downley. Here's today's headlines. YOLO 6 case leads to Cal OSHA citations and White House meeting set today on farmers and rural U.S. Cal OSHA cites labor contractor over YOLO 6 case. Cal OSHA has fined a farm labor contractor for failing to protect employees from heat illness. In June, inspectors launched an investigation into Rees Farm Labor in Dixon. After receiving complaints, the company fired farm workers who left work early during a heat wave. Dubbed by United Farm Workers as the YOLO 6, the former employees drew accolades in the Capitol. In August, Senator Dave Cortez of Silicon Valley took time out of a floor session to honor the YOLO 6, holding them up as a reason for passing his SB 1299. That bill would have made it easier for farm workers to claim workers' comp for heat-related injuries, but failed to gather the governor's support. Cal OSHA determined Rees Farm Labor did not implement high heat procedures, provide prevention training, or properly acclimate its employees. Announcing the penalties, Cal OSHA Chief Deborah Lee said workers should be treated with dignity and respect, and no one should face retaliation for protecting their health. Meanwhile, the Labor Commissioner's Office is investigating the complaints of retaliation, while the Ag Labor Board looks into unfair labor practice claims against the company that hired the contractor. Rees Farm Labor has appealed the Cal OSHA citations. Cal OSHA awards Nut Factory for outstanding worker safety. Cal OSHA has awarded Blue Diamond Growers Salida facility a star site designation for voluntarily adopting, quote, outstanding safety and health programs. The award process includes state audits, interviews, and an overall review of the company's program, demonstrating a 90% below industry average for work-related injury over the last 3 years. The 52,000 square foot Salida facility is currently the largest almond receiving center in the world, employing 1,600 people. Site director Victor Gomez-Torres described the company's approach to safety as a team member led and applauded the designation as, quote, a culmination of their incredible effort and commitment to keeping themselves and each other safe. Rabobank report shows industry need to increase pistachio demand. A new report from Rabobank found that as U.S. pistachio production expands and maintains consistent higher gross returns compared with almonds and walnuts, the industry will need to take a concerted effort to innovate marketing and health research to increase demand. The report noted that profitability and crop resilience to salinity and drought caused California's pistachio planted acres to increase over 372,000 acres, although Sigma may taper this growth. Since 2016, the U.S. accounts for 63% of global pistachio output, followed by Turkey and Iran. The U.S. also leads global consumption, which the report attributes to product and packaging innovation, health research, promotion, and year-round availability of high-quality nuts. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. White House hosting farm groups and ag leaders today. U.S. Department of Agriculture and the White House hosting selected farm groups for meetings today with government officials that to discuss the Biden administration's key ag and rural investments. The Farmers and Ranchers in Action meeting will feature remarks from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, White House Policy Advisor Neera Tanden, and Doug McCaleb of the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative as Chief Ag Negotiator at the White House. Discussions will center on the transformative investments the Biden-Harris administration has made to support family farms and rural communities through the American Rescue Plan Act, Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, and Inflation Reduction Act, according to a USDA spokesperson. Farmers and ranchers are feeling the benefits of the historic investment made by this administration, National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue told AgriPulse. Our Farmers Union members are ready to engage in conversations about how to build upon the success and ensure a sustainable path for the future. LaRue will accompany 12 NFU members to the White House. National Corn Growers Association President Kenneth Hartman said he'll center his message on expanding markets for corn growers by making it possible for farmers to access tax credits for sustainable aviation fuels, completion of a five-year farm bill, and providing year-round access to higher blends of ethanol, he said. Farm Action President Angela Huffman told AgriPulse she plans to commend the Biden administration on, quote, a job well done on agricultural competition issues, including closing the Product of USA meat labeling loophole and issuing new merger guidelines to stem consolidation. She also plans to, quote, urge the administration to endorse Senator Warren's Price Gouging Prevention Act and clean up the corruption in USDA's checkoff programs. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall will, quote, press the White House to recognize the need for a modernized five-year farm bill this year that addresses threats to interstate commerce and the need to move quickly on disaster assistance to farmers ravaged by everything from low prices and high supply costs to wildfires, hurricanes, and flooding. Vilsack also plans to disclose, quote, a series of competition-related announcements to lower food prices during the meeting, that according to a USDA spokesperson. It is exclusive attendance. Not all producer groups received an invitation. The National Association of Wheat Growers, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, among others, were not invited to the event. Here's today's final word. One of the most significant accomplishments in the first 10 years of SGMA has been a great improvement in groundwater data collection and sharing. That Paul Goslin, Deputy Director of Sustainable Water Management at the Department of Water Resources. DWR released a new report yesterday indicating rebounding groundwater levels and fewer dry wells in the state. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, October 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nellie.